I often think that if you could summarize Carl Henry's theological contribution in just one formula, it would be his reminder to us that God's revelation is, and this is his definition, God's gracious self-disclosure by which he forfeits his personal privacy so that his creatures might know him. I can still remember when I first read that sentence in his great work, God, Revelation, and Authority, his great defense of biblical truth and propositional revelation. This was Carl Henry saying, let's just remember that God forfeited his personal privacy because he receives glory by the fact that his creatures know him. He wants his creatures to know him. This is the God, and sometimes evangelical theology and our understanding of Scripture and our understanding of Revelation, we get parodied from the left. We get criticized from those who say, oh, that's so cold, that's so abstract. All this propositional truth, all this doctrine, all this theology, and along came Carl Henry to say, there's nothing impersonal about this. It's grace from beginning to end. There's the grace of knowing such things. What a God who would tell his creatures about himself in order that they may know him. We have a zone of privacy. And God has a zone of privacy. We're told there's certain things about God we do not know. But we know so much. He has revealed himself to us. He has disclosed himself. He forfeited his personal privacy so that we, his creatures, could know him.